You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with renowned author, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He also happens to be the founder of BNI, the world's largest networking organization. It's an awesome thing to be a part of, and wow, it's just amazing that I'm talking to the guy that started it. But Ivan, let's talk about your new book, Who's in the Room? The Secret of Creating Your Best Life. I guess that really it's almost like people don't realize they can choose who they let into their lives, and that's sort of what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think people may intellectually understand that they can choose. They just don't actually do it. They just sometimes they let people into their lives or into their room who they think might be bringing some kind of success with them that will help them, and they don't line that up with the individual's values to see how they fit with the way they want to do business. And I mean, for example, we'll take on clients that are just horrible to deal with just because there's money involved. And oftentimes in the long run, that never works.
Oh, listen, I had a client once that had I'm in real estate. The client had a piece of property to market it all across the universe. They took it off the market. And then they said, Jim, let's work together. I said, okay, fine. Let's talk about the 75 people in the world that could do this deal with you. That's only half the world down here, but let's talk about them. And we went through each one and we talked about what we knew about them and what we knew about the different people. And we went from 75 to 20 to 10 to 5. We picked two. One of those two people we're doing the deal with. It's not rocket science, but you've really got to apply the science. You've got to realize that, yes, you are going to live with somebody for a long time, and you have to be able to get along with them. Good deal, bad partner, bad deal.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. I wish I'd have heard that before. I'd have put that in the book. That's a great phrase.
Well, we could do one together.
Anytime.
Okay, well, Wanda, write that down. We're calling Ivan back.
Check.
Okay. So, yeah, that's, you know, I've got a lot of good bromides, but that one nails it, Ivan.
It does. It absolutely does. Now, when you've been more selective about who you let into your room, then the big question is, how do you live in that room that you create?
Oh, yeah. How do I keep them penciled into their dorm room?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things that you can do to create once you have the kind of people that you're looking for in your life, there are a number of things that you can do to create that kind of life that you want to live. And we talk about this in the sense of, we start with the whole issue of balance, because a lot of people think, I need to have a better life of balance. My life is completely out of balance. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard a lot.
Yeah, work-life balance, people make money, that's their column. But really, really what you're doing is you're trying to do what, Ivan?
Well, so what we talk about is what we call the secret to balance. So
you
want to hear the secret to balance?
Well, then they won't be secrets anymore.
Then it won't be a secret. Here it is.
Okay.
Forget about balance. You'll never have it. Balance is almost impossible.
It's true.
What we look at balance like Lady Justice and the scales of justice, and that our life must be completely in balance, and everything, our personal life, our professional life, our spirituality, our health, it's all got to be perfectly in balance. And life is just way messier than that, especially if you're in business. So what we talk about instead of balance is harmony.
Oh.
Now, this is more than semantics.
I love it. Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Wanda, you take it over, Wanda. Come on there.
I'm glad, because it's more than semantics, because even the graphic, even the logo for harmony, if you separate it, the yin and the yang,
sure,
is out of balance,
sure,
if you separate it. But harmony comes by putting it all together in just the right way. And so what we try to do in the book is talk about, how do you create a life of harmony rather than trying to focus on balance? So would you like to hear two or three of our techniques for creating a life of harmony?
Yes.
Here's the first one. It's probably one of the more important ones. It's three simple words that are crazy hard to do, but when you do it, you start to create a life of harmony. Here are the words. Be here now.
High five. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Wherever you are, be there. So if you're at home, don't be thinking about that work project
right
that is on your desk to do. When you're at work, don't be thinking about the fact that you didn't spend time with the family last night. Wherever you are, as much as possible, be fully present to that moment. That's one of the best ways to start creating a life of harmony.
Tremendous.
Here's another one. Practice letting go and holding on. Contrary to popular belief, you can't have it all. I don't care what people say. If they tell you you can have it all, they're lying to you. You cannot have it all. You have to make choices.
Right.
And so you have to know what choices to make to let go. And you have to know what choices, and this is where your values come in again, what choices, what things are important for you to hold on. And you hold on to those dearly, and you let go. You happily let go of those things that don't fit your values.
OMG, right? How perfect. That is just right on. And I believe me, I fired many a person and many an event and many a thing, more so even more now. The most important thing is being able to fire them. What's number three, Ivan?
Here's number three. Live in your flame, not in your wax. When you're in your flame, you're on fire. You're excited. You love what you're doing. You can hear it in someone's voice. You can see it in the way they behave. When you're living in your wax, it's just taking all your energy away. You can hear it in someone's voice, and you can see it in the way they behave.
Oh, that is terrific. You know, we had that conversation, Wanda and I, about a month ago when I had a bad day on the radio show, and she just said, Jim, you got to come in here, and you got to remember why you do this. You do this because you have fun and enjoy it, and that's why people want to listen. And so there you go. I got out of the wax and back into the flame. Thank you, Wanda.
I like the flame.
You're hot, Wanda. You're hot.
All right.
You're hot. Okay.
Focus.
Okay, I'm focusing on the moment now. So, Ivan, we've got like 5 minutes left. So now we're sort of towards the back of the book. Give me some of the closing topics that bring the whole concept together.
Well, it's, you know, some of these things about living in harmony versus living in balance. So here are a few other things that you can consider. One is you really have to get creative about the way you manage your time. And here's an example, and I talk about this in the book. When I wrote my first major book, I wrote almost all of it from about 11 p.m. till 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, and
wow.
I would do it once a week.
Wow.
So I would work all day. I'd come home. And by the way, in terms of being here now, I was always home whenever I wasn't traveling. I was home by 6, 6:30. I had dinner with the family every night. That was one of my values, was to spend time with the family at dinner. So we'd have dinner. I'd hang out with the family. I'd put the kids to bed. My wife and I would put the kids to bed. I would put the wife to bed. And then I started writing around 11 o'clock at night. So that when I finished the book, my eldest daughter, when I had the book and I showed it to her, she was like, "You wrote a book? When did you write a book? I didn't know you were writing a book."
That's terrific.
And I was actually proud of that because it didn't take time away from the family to do that book. So get creative with your time.
Wow. That's
Here's another
great.
One. You got to enforce boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm telling you, 100%. In fact, the boundary that you set, you already talked about it in the last one, is that you had to be home to be with the kids.
Yeah, that was a boundary for me. That was a boundary for me. And weekends were a boundary for me. Unless there was, travel where I had to go someplace and I was gone away, weekends were a boundary. I was always home on weekends, and I almost never took weekend projects or business meetings because that was family time, and that was a boundary, a pretty darn firm boundary for me.
This is terrific. Hey, the name of the book again is Who's in Your Room? The Secret of Creating Your Best Life. Lots of great tips. One more tip before we got to go.
You got to create margins in life. Life for people in this day and age is crazy busy. People will take up every spare moment in your life if you let them, so it's important to create a life that has margins. Build free time. That may be family time, personal time. My wife and I, every day we're together, we have 1 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful.
And we get up in the tower in our house, and we look out over our property, and we have a great glass of red wine. That's one of our margins almost every single day of our life.
Fantastic.
That is beautiful.
One more question, Ivan. I just wonder if you have a philosophy about cell phones or some sort of cell phone rule.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So when our kids were young, no mobile phones at the dinner table ever, because it was absolutely a distraction. You know, now that it's just my wife and I, we're pretty good about setting those doggone phones aside, so we don't have them with us all the time. But when the kids were young, in particular, no cell phones at the dinner table ever. That was one of our family rules.
Well, listen, Ivan, this has been great. I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show, and I hope that it's not a long time before we get you back. This has been terrific. Again, my best blessings and compliments to Beth on her fabulous approach and even better result.
Thank you so much. Who's in Your Room hit number one in self-help on Amazon a couple of weeks ago. You can get it up on Amazon or any bookstore.
Great. Well, there's a reason why they're bestsellers, Ivan, and thank goodness you're not having to retire at 11 to write those novels anymore. You got another one coming out, I'm hoping, in the next couple of years, but I'm hoping it's not 24 months before we get you back on the show.
Anytime you want, my friend. Thanks.
All right, Wanda, look for Wanda's Call. That was Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of B&I, but beyond that, guru of self-help and making your life better. That guy is on our speed dial, Wanda.
Indeed.
All right. We've got more good stuff coming, so one more segment with Jim and Wanda here on Freed on Business.